Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir and Mishnayos. We're holding a Maseches Edius, Perek Gimel. We're up to, if I'm not mistaken, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud Aleph says as follows: Afu Omar Shlosha Dvarim LaHakil. He even said three things that were lenient. This is going on in Gamliel. The previous Mishnah was in three ways Machmir, like the Shita of Beis Shammai, and now it was also three ways that he was Mekel. It doesn't say Mekel like a particular Shita, but himself was Mekel. So it says three things. The Mishnah continues: Mechabdin bein hamitos. That literally means we sweep between beds, sweep cleaning the floor. You know, we can leave the mugmar on yom tov. The mugmar was a type of device. You have a good smelling incense mixture, and you or leaves, herbs, something like that, and you light it on fire, and the smoke would bring a good smell to whatever you were trying to smell up. It smelled good. Mugmar was the Gemara Brachos talks about that. It was something done at the end of a meal. There's a minhag they used to have. So you can have that on Yom Tov. We'll see from the Rav what's going on exactly. V'osim gidi mekulos v'leil pesachim. You can make what's called a gidi mekulos. This is a way of roasting or cooking a cow, a kid. I shouldn't say a cow, a goat, a young goat. And mekulos means it's set up in a way that it looks like what the Pesach was. It had its legs and its intestines on the one side, on the outside when you roast it. Now, this is a discussion why you can do that, because we know, most people know, that on Pesach we don't have any roasted food because we're worried people will think that it's like you're making a Pesach, and we're not, obviously. He mastered making it. Chacham Osim, Chacham said, you cannot have that. Let's see from the Rav. Rav says, first, V'chadin bein amitas, sha'ochim sham. You can sweep between the beds that you ate over there. They would eat leaning on a bed. That's what we do on Pesach. Re'gin ha'yu lehesev, right? Agav amitas le'echo. They were accustomed to lean, to lay down on beds and eat that way. So a lot of crumbs. So you can sweep over there. Now, obviously, you can sweep over there, but I think the idea is they can sweep over there Yom Tov and Shabbos. Seeing the Chacham would ask you that there is such a gezera, at least back in the day when they had floors that were not tiled, there was holes there. You weren't allowed necessarily to sweep because you may fill in a hole. Or uproot a hole, could be filling a hole is probably more common. That could be, you know, a malacha itself, could be bonus. Yeah, so he said that you could. The second thing he said was mugmar, levona, frankincense, al gabi gechalim on top of coals, kdei l'ariach ba, in order to make it smell nice, to smell it. Av legamer es kelim divrei kol asa. Everybody agrees you cannot smell up kelim. You can't try to bring a nice smell to your clothes. That's already a type of laundering. But stam to smell a burning coal on Yom Tov, he held, was mutter. I mean, you can burn it up. You can light on a fire on Yom Tov, according to him. And Mekulas, it certainly was Kira'av v'nei me'av tiluyin b'tzido. That's the legs of the goat, and its intestines are hanging on the one side of it, chutzalo, on the outside of it, kishit zoleo, when you roast it. V'ayosim zeichel le'pesach. They would do that dafkit, remember the Pesach, t'chiv be'i, rosho al kira'av al kirbo. It says the Pesach was cooked like that. Its head was on its legs and its insides. Mekulas is ki gibozeh shkli zainav imo. Mekulas means like a warrior. It's like this warrior that has his weapons with him. Targum the kova nechoshes, the targum of a phrase that William is a copper helmet, a copper hat, is vakulso didachoshes. This word, the helmet, whatever it is, armory of nechoshes. Vachacham osim, kam aser alfi, b'shalashtam. Now the Rav goes through them. B'kibud, in the sweeping, b'shim ashvui gumas. Because as we said, you may fill in a hole if you sweep on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and again, back where they didn't have tile, they just had to play it in like dirt floor. U'mugmer, mishim delav tzorech l'chol nefesh, hu. They would say it's not ochel nefesh. Remember, on Yom Tov, it's only mutter to do malachas lo'ochel nefesh. They say it's not ochel nefesh, because not everyone needs a sweet-smelling frankincense burning. Yeah? She'enu ela le'me'u nalgim. It's only for those that are kind of pampered, a little fancy, bioser, or le'misha re'chora, or someone who any smells bad and needs to make a smell good. G'dim akulas v'nei she'nirek ochel kod she'mechutz, right? This is the general reason we know we don't eat roasted stuff Pesach night. It looks as if eating Pesach, eating Kachim b'chutz, eating Korban outside the base of Migdash, and that would be bad. The halacha, kachacham, halacha, like chachamim, and all these three things. Says Mishnah Yudbeis. Shlosh is varmir be Elazar ben Azariah matir, the chacham osim. There were three things that Elazar ben Azariah allowed, and chacham said were osim. First off, paroso yotza al berutzua shevein karnaha, his cow, it seems like Elazar's very cow, that's what it sounds like, but we'll see though, would go out on Shabbos with the ritzua, with the strand, the fabric, that was between its horns. That's one thing. Umakardin esabehema miyam. So secondly, they would do something called kirud, mekardin. Yeah, that's a type of like scratching it or combing it that they would do with this iron type of comb. Yeah, and it could wound him in some way, but still Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allows it on Yom Tov. Sochakim or shochakin es ha-pilpilin b'reichayim shalahed. And he could ground up peppers with a little pepper mill. It wasn't a regular type of big mill that he couldn't use, it was some other device. Now those, all those Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would allow, but the Chacham would not. Rabbi Yehuda, Amir Yehuda says, in Makardas Abraham Yom Tov, v'nei shehu osa chabura. Of Makardas, Amir Yehuda seems to be only discussing one out of three, and he says, you cannot, disagrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you cannot do this thing called kiruv, kiruv, I should say, on a behemah on Yom Tov, because it's going to make a wound. They took the Makardas, and that have thicker teeth, we'll see, and therefore didn't cause a wound. Chacham Amim, ain makardin af lo makartsefin. Chacham come along and say you can do neither, nor makardin nor makartsefin. Now, of course, we'll have to say, why is that any different than the Chacham mentioned earlier in the mission? We said they aser. So is the previous sheet different? Is it not? So let's see. The Rav says, paroso yisos resource bein karnaha v'noi. You're allowed to have a cow go out with this type of strand of fabric that is between its horns just for decoration, for beauty. So Amr Chacham Masui hu ve'eno tashiba. Chacham say it's considered a masui, a burden, meaning something that you carry. It's not considered a piece of jewelry or accessory, right? We know that if we're used to having a Reuven, but it wouldn't be an Erev, can't walk outside, obviously, Hotzah on Shabbos. Anything that is a tashib, that's a decoration, in theory, one would be allowed, at least at the Dereis level, to go out. One's clothing is like clothing. But if one is, it's considered a burden, something to carry, then you'd be carrying it. So if you want this cow is carrying the ribbon, then that's how you categorize it, then it would be us. So what part of the Shalom is Mazari higher? What's his actual cow? Did not object to the behavior. It's called based on his name. Yeah, even the Mishnah goes that far. That was the first halacha. Makar din b'yom tiv. It was like a comb made of iron. She not a back with a very thin piece to it. Use that to scratch and rough skin or whatever, but scratch the outside of the behemoth. Even though that will likely make a wound, he said you could do it. Perhaps because it's called Avershim Miskav. Elaborate. Yeah, and then comes along. The third one is you're allowed, he says, to crush peppers, the Rechaim Shalahen, with their mill. Kitanos Alisir Zakach. It's a small type of mill made for that. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, what you are allowed to do with animal is Makartis. It's a wooden type of comb. Shishina Agassus. It has a thicker teeth to it. Vein Osim Haber. Thereby, it won't make a wound. Af. And then the Kacham said, neither. Af lo Makartisin. Digazrin and Kartsuf. Otu kiru. They say, in theory, that would not make a wound, but they're going to make a gezer. They're going to say, because using the first one, makardin, that type of comb, that's metal with the thin teeth, is for sure going to make a wound. So you have to make a gezer on the one that's wooden with the thick teeth, even though it won't make a wound. There is one over here, the lacha is like him, only like the one of the makardin's behema that you can. Because anyways, we're really holding the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. It's not that we really hold like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah per se, but the fact is you can do this action because we hold like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Davar Shem Eskaven Motor. Because Davar Shem Eskaven, as we mentioned, is Motor. Yeah, a person could do something on Shabbos if it won't necessarily result in a Malacha act on the side of the action, the separate action, but it may. It is Motor to do that, at least as a general rule. Of course, there's a lot of intricacies on Shabbos about that. The Kaimel and Kavas say, we hold like Mishimin, so Mehmela, Relez and Mazari was going like that, and we hold like that. The Amr Davar Shem is Kavin Asr. And the Chacham is going like Rabbi Yehuda, say Davar Shem is Kavin is a problem. Rabbi Yehuda appears in our Mishnah, that's the story. But that is not the Halach. Yeah. I would say about the question I had, that what's with the Chacham at the end of his, the Chacham at the end seemingly are only going against Relez and Mazari in this Halacha, about Makardin and Makartifin. And also, clearly the Chacham in the other Mishnah, they're going against all three things, well as the Nazari said. These Chacham at the end, maybe only against one, because they agree with the other two. Okay, that'll be it for now. Mitzvah Hashem will continue next.